And we're visiting with the head coach of the Luxembourg Council Spartans, Neil Searing. And coach, first off, congratulations on the big opening conference victory against Wrightstown at Wrightstown last Friday night, a game that the boys came out and really had to overcome some adversity early on and really came on strong in the end, pulling away and winning convincingly 40-21 against a very good Wrightstown Tiger team.
Yes, thank you. It was definitely a challenge, and glad our kids responded, and we stuck together as a coaching staff, as a team. Wrightstown played, I think, their best game of the year, and I think if they would have they play like that, they're going to give a lot of people problems. Very good team, and they were very well coached, and they kind of had us off balance there at first. We were able to make some adjustments at halftime and kind of just stay the course and not panic, but we knew we did some things too. Not very disciplined football, and did some things that didn't help us, and they took advantage of those situations too. But we ended up coming through in the end. I think it was a good learning experience for all of us to keep us hungry, and you know it's going to be tougher, especially with Little Shoots and other games in the future. So we just got to make sure we're prepared for that. But I'm very happy with the result.
Yeah, when you look at the game, it was a little disjointed. Where you know a lot of penalties and you know some turnovers and everything, and just you know. From an ebb and flow standpoint, it was really hard to get the game going. Just talk, how do you address the team at halftime just to come out in the second half like you guys did and kind of right the ship, so to speak, and focus on what you guys do best?
I don't know. I thought I was thinking about that in the second quarter, just how the flow was going. I was trying to think of what to say. So I came in the halftime. I didn't yell at the kids, really. I was pretty calm. I was fired up about just emotion. Football is a game of emotion. And, you know, can't worry about officiating or calls or things that don't go our way. I just wanted to make sure that they focused on the task and play our football. Kind of just make sure that we all got back to the basics, you know, keep it simple and communicate and play for your brothers. You know, have a little pride in what we're doing. And that was the message. And it was, again, it was pretty intense there at one point where I'm just trying to get them emotional to the point where, you know, you got to pick it up here. And don't expect any help from anybody else. If we're going to win this game, it's going to be on our own. And they did come together and made some plays, and they kept fighting, and I'm very proud of them for their resiliency.
And you look at tonight's game. Again, you guys are undefeated, 4-0, 1-0 in the conference. You look at Little Shoot, they're 1-1, coming off that big victory last week, a comeback against Denmark. What did you see on tape there as far as Little Shoot? And you guys are familiar with playing them from last year and the talent they you know have, especially at quarterback with Cade Van Asten.
Yeah, they're very talented. I think the best team that we've seen again all year. I mean, it seems like every week you'll be the best team. Their defensive line is outstanding. They have a great job of getting their hands on and controlling the line of scrimmage. And they have, you know, good players, skilled position players too. So we just have to make sure that we keep doing what we do. If we have to make adjustments, that's fine. But, you know, our playmakers and our team, we have to make the plays when they are presented to us. Little Shoot's going to be a huge challenge. They're a great team, coached very well by Coach Evers. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. And if we do our jobs, you know, and keep playing our game, I like our chances. But if things don't go our way, you know, we're going to have some adversity again and see where we are at. But it's a big game, Veterans Night, Youth Night. It's our second home game. So, and plus the LC Trophy between Little Shoot and Luxembourg Castle. So it's a big game on that standpoint. But within the lines, we have to stay disciplined for four quarters and do what we're supposed to do. And if we do that, that's our best chance to win.
Yeah, you talk about Youth Night and Veteran Night. It's just kind of nice. 9/11, again, was just 20th anniversary last Saturday. It's kind of a poignant and a memorable date in history. Everybody kind of remembers where you were, but just talk about, you know, saluting our veterans and, you know, and what that means, as well as the other side of it, you know, having the youth programs that you guys have and saluting the youth program that Luxembourg Casco always puts out.
Yeah, for Veterans Day, I mentioned that before, and my sister was a Marine for 26 years, and the military holds a very close place in my heart, and a lot of people involved with our program and our community have close ties to people that were in the military, unfortunately, for those who we've lost, and some of that, you know, are still here. Coach Menden's on our staff, too, a middle school coach, and he was over there for two tours, and a lot of other gentlemen and ladies that have been part of the military, present, past, and future. So it's very important. important for us to recognize them, and I think it's important for mostly our community to salute them for everything they've done for us. And then for the youth night, you know, it's a big thing for those kids, and a lot of the youth coaches that give up their time. It's a big part of the future. My son's involved with the youth program as well. I just like seeing him develop and enjoy the game of football and be part of the brotherhood. It doesn't matter if you're in varsity or you're in first grade or fifth grade. They're all part of the same team. We're all part of the same family. And I hope that that culture, that love and that care that we present is shown throughout. And that's the goal. And if we can do that, that will be a great step moving forward.
And Coach, before I let you go, just I know, how are you guys sitting health-wise? Any update on Logan Dell? I know he left the game. There was concern after that with his injury after even coming back from an injury.
Logan Dell is going to give it a go. Probably play on one side of the ball on defense for the time being. We'll see how it goes. We've been just taking it easy with him. And a couple of our guys, you know, I get through the season, you know, get banged up and, you know, very, very physical game. So, you know, I had to change the game plan or practice plans a little bit. We got to make sure we're covered and healthy and a lot more mental things this week. And we were trying to be physical when we can, but just trying to get through this week here healthy and then get to hopefully next week. But we definitely just have to be ready for tonight and hopefully, you know, escape with less injuries. And we have to just do a really good job of recovering over the weekends and taking care of our bodies. And then we've had a lot of talks with our trainers and our coaching staff about that. So I think we're all on the same page and we're listening. Moving forward and keep trying to get kids healthy as possible.
Well, Coach, you're right. You're at the midpoint of the season, regular season at this point, and hopefully a good playoff run. Thanks for joining us. And again, we'll join up with you in the post game show after the game.
Thanks much. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Nader Searing of the Luxembourg Council of Football. And again, you've been listening to a podcast on New Radio Sports Network, 96.7 WBDK.